Today is Friday, September 13th, 2019, and in today's show, we recap Red Dead Redemption because I think that's the biggest news story of the day. All this on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm very happy you're here. My name is X1. Happy Friday, everybody. Let's do this. Summer update for Red Dead Online dropped earlier this week, and I've had a chance to jump in, and I jumped in a pretty big way. And earlier in the week, I said that I think that this was step one to Red Dead Online really coming into its own and starting to compete with Grand Theft Auto Online. What they added was roles, and roles basically are different ways for you to earn money. So for instance, there's a collectionist role, there's a trader role, and there's a bounty hunter role. And in each of these roles, there are tiers and ranks within each role, and as you unlock and level up these ranks, you get loot, you get items, you get different skins, you get different equipment, stuff like that. Really cool stuff. Different horses, different wagons. Very cool things that you can unlock. Now, originally I thought that these roles were really going to give you stuff to do that would eventually lead to player housing, right? Because you need something to do in the world in order to get player housing. One of the big complaints about Red Dead Online is that leveling up takes forever. This has changed that, in my opinion. As you go through the roles, you level up much faster, you get way more experience, and there's just a whole lot to do with a wide variety of stuff to do now. I think this has changed everything. What I didn't know and what I didn't realize is that they basically came out with a battle pass as well. For 35 gold, you can purchase the Outlaw Pass is what it's called. And now the Outlaw Pass is basically a battle pass like a Fortnite has, like a Dauntless has, like an Apex Legends has, where there are two tiers. And as you level up, you get all of this loot. And you get gold back, you get money, you get these extra drops. And it's just this extra added incentive to do things, particularly, in my opinion, to do these roles. And it just all, this update was huge. This was a 13 gig update, and now I know why. There's so much more to do. So much more. It's not even close. Like, it's not even comparable. Last week to this week, it's like having an entirely different game. If you thought you wanted to get into Red Dead Online and you jumped in when it first came out and there was just nothing to do, because ultimately there really was nothing to do. PvP was fun, but beyond that, there wasn't any reason to go around the world. I mean, yeah, you could hunt, you could skin, you could fish, but you got 18 cents, you got a dollar maybe at the most when you took that to the butcher. Now, when you do these different activities, I'm talking $200, $50 payoffs, right? I'm talking big money payoffs that you're getting. You're getting 200 experience for each mission that you do on these things. You're getting 100 experience for each mission. You can now also level up those classes as well, those individual trades. And Rockstar has promised that additional trades are going to come, additional roles are going to come. So it's just super exciting. It's completely changed the game. It's completely changed the feel of the game. And personally, I really like it. I really do believe that my statement that I said at the beginning of the week, that this is the first step to player housing, because ultimately you will need player housing in something permanent, like a permanent residence to work towards in order to compete with Grand Theft Auto Online, because that's ultimately what Grand Theft Auto Online has. You create a life for yourself, so to speak. I actually think Red Dead Online is going to do it better. And this introduction of a battle pass, the Outlaw Pass, is genius. Go take a look. When I say battle pass, some of you might roll your eyes and think, oh no, here we go. Here's another game that's doing this. No. Think of it inside a perpetual MMO sandbox game like Red Dead Redemption Online. Not a battle royale. This is not a battle royale. It will blow your mind. It's genius. I think they've done a good job. Go check out Red Dead Online. Don't take my word for it. And you might disagree with me. If you do, you can let me know. You can let me know over on Discord. You can let me know over on YouTube. YouTube videos are dropping. We dropped one at the beginning of this week about Gears, or was it the end of last week? The weeks go together. Anyways, happy Friday, everybody. That's the biggest news story, in my opinion, this week. The summer update, which was a 13 gig update to Red Dead Online, has completely changed the game. Go check it out for yourself, though. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Friday. I'll be here first thing Monday morning. We will see you guys then.